Come listen to a prophet's voice. Following the Savior's path, by President Dieter F. Uchtdorf, second counselor in the First Presidency. The Sunday before Easter is Palm Sunday. On that Sunday, nearly 2,000 years ago, Jesus Christ entered the city of Jerusalem during the final week of his mortal life. He rode in on a donkey, and as he did so, a great multitude came out to greet the Master and carpeted the path before him with palm leaves, flowering branches, and even their own garments. As he approached, they cried, "Blessed be the King that cometh in the name of the Lord, and Hosanna to the Son of David." During the week from Palm Sunday to Easter morning, we turn our thoughts to Jesus Christ. The gospel is the good news of Christ. It is the revelation that the Son of God came to earth, lived a perfect life, atoned for our sins, and conquered death. It is the path of salvation, the way of hope and joy. The gospel is the way of discipleship. As we walk in that way, we can experience confidence and joy. You and I can walk in the path of discipleship today. Now is the time. I bear my solemn witness that Jesus the Christ lives. He is the Savior and Redeemer of the world. He is the promised Messiah. He lived a perfect life and atoned for our sins. He will ever be at our side. He will fight our battles. He is our hope. He is our salvation. He is the way. Of this, I testify. From an April 2009 General Conference address. Hosanna! When Jesus Christ rode into Jerusalem on a donkey, the people showed they honored him by placing palm leaves on the dusty path. They used the word Hosanna, a joyful word that means, "Save us now." Accompanying the print edition of this article are a number of pictures. Arrange the following pictures to show the order of events after Jesus arrived in Jerusalem. Note, you may need some assistance with this activity. The following are the pictures with the captions. He was resurrected on Easter morning. He will come again. He returned to heaven. He suffered for our sins in the Garden of Gethsemane. He gave the sacrament to his apostles so they could remember him. He showed himself to his apostles. He died on the cross and lay in a tomb. How to follow Jesus Christ? How can you follow Jesus Christ? Following him begins with learning about him, having faith in him, and trying to do what he taught. My Gospel Standards can help you follow his path and be a good example to people around you. Turn the page to find out about how some special stories and activities in this issue that will help you stay on the Savior's path. End of Come Listen to a Prophet's Voice, Following the Savior's Path by President Dieter F. Uchtdorf, second counselor in the First Presidency.